back. I believe where we left this was we had 179 that we deferred when Senator DeHewitt said she would be coming back with an amendment. Is that correct?
Well, thank
that,
you.
Or maybe we did that twice. I'm not sure. But go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure that I indicated that I'd be coming back with an amendment, but anyway, just to refresh the committee's recollection, we took testimony on this bill some time ago, and it deals with the equalization factor calculated by the Department of Revenue with regard to assessed valuation countywide. And just very briefly, Mr. Chairman, if I may, of course, last year the legislature took a giant step forward in giving individuals, townships, school districts, local governmental entities the opportunity to appeal from the Department of Revenue's equalization factor, an appeal right that heretofore had never been afforded individuals. And so we talked a little bit about that. I hope the committee can recall that testimony because I don't want to bore you with all of that again. So that being said, we have an appeal now, and I tried to identify the problems with tying that appeal from the revenue department's factor to the commonly accepted and understood process of appealing assessed valuation to the local boards of equalization and the county boards of equalization, and ultimately to the state office of hearing examiners. And if you'll recall correctly, those are time frames that are set forth in statute, the fourth Thursday in April and third Friday in May. You have to appeal by those deadlines. You get the assessed valuation notice at the 1st of March, and then you have just short windows of opportunity from which to make those appeals. For whatever reason, the legislature chose to tie the revenue department's factor back to that time frame, which to me makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because the Department of Revenue does not have a statutory time frame by which they have to calculate their factor. So conceivably, the factor wouldn't even be calculated until after the time frame from which to appeal had run. And revenue is fully aware of this, as I am, because we ran into it last fall on appeal of the revenue factor, and it's nonsensical. And so what my bill, whatever the number is, 179, attempted to do was to remove it from that statutory time frame of appeals to the local board and to the county board, because the fact of the matter is, local boards of equalization, county boards of equalization, have nothing to do with the revenue department's equalization factor. And so my solution was to get it out of that chapter of the code and to put it into what is commonly understood as the Administrative Procedures Act 126. If you'll recall, and Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time here, revenue for various and sundry reasons objected to that very common sense approach, and said that what I would be doing by putting it under the 126 would be to open the floodgates to challenges from the EQ factor from 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever, which is certainly not my intent. And I maintain that that could be done under the existing statutory framework in any event. And if you recall, I suggested that if that was truly a concern of the revenue departments, that they certainly would be here today with legislation to make sure that that was not allowed. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, I'm going on here. This is a hugely important bill to the people of South Dakota. It may seem to be a personal problem between DeHewitt and the revenue department, but that I can assure you that is not the case. It is very important to all of South Dakotans, And we have to make sure, I believe, as a legislature, that this right to appeal from the EQ factor, which ultimately, gentlemen, ultimately drives state aid to education, we have to make sure that that's a meaningful appeal. And so in an attempt to be conciliatory or to at least compromise with the Revenue Department, I have prepared an amendment that at the very least would place a time certain by which revenue would have to calculate the EQ factor, and leaving intact the statutory time frame with regard to when we have to file those appeals. Even though I don't really think that makes much sense, but if that's the only way that we can do it so that revenue will not X this bill and get it killed, then I think we need to at least do that. And so that's what the amendment in front of you does. It says that the Revenue Department has to calculate the equalization factor by March 1st of each year. If it's calculated by March 1st, then it certainly affords people, school districts, not just individuals, school districts, counties, local governmental entities, townships, it affords them the opportunity then to fall back into the statutory time frame of 10-11 and file their appeal to the Office of Hearing Examiners by the third Friday in May. And so that's what the amendment does, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of Senator DeHewitt? I don't believe that this amendment has been moved on. Is that right? Okay. So if we can consider that you're making the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have moved by DeHewitt, seconded by Moore. And we'll take additional proponents, if there are no questions, of SB 179 as amended, keeping in mind that we did have previous testimony about the issues. Are there any further proponents? Okay, if not, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 179 or comments about the pending amendment? Seeing none, we do have a proposed amendment to Senate Bill 179. If there are no further comments, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Senate Bill 179 has been amended. Are there any discussions? I guess we are closed to committee discussion and or action at this time. So we have Senate Bill 179 as amended. Is there any discussion and or action on Senate Bill 179?
Chairman.
Senator Moore.
I move due pass
on 179 amended. Senator Moore moves due pass on 179 as amended. Is there a second? Seconded by Bogue. Any discussion on the motion? If not, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? No.
Senators DeHewitt?
Aye.
DeGiclieri?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
179 as amended has received a due pass. Anybody want to go for consent?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I just asked. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is on consent at this time.